Samuel Lewis served as the U.S. ambassador in Israel from 1977 to 1985 in both the Carter and Reagan administrations. Good morning.
Good morning.
President Bush has postponed announcing a new Middle East peace initiative that, according to reports, urges negotiations leading to the creation of a Palestinian state. Can there be any hope for such negotiations after these suicide bombings?
Not hope in the immediate future. I think he was probably wise to postpone it for a few days, but if he doesn't make it now after all the buildup for this speech, it'll be another big setback for the longer-range prospects.
What else could President Bush do to encourage peace?
I don't think he can do a whole lot at the moment except go ahead with this idea, which has been cooking here for some weeks in Washington, to lay out as specific a formula as possible. And it will inevitably be quite general because of all the pressures from Prime Minister Sharon and others not to do it. The problem really is, Bob, that the Israeli public, political leaders of all stripes, are just at a point of such frustration and indeed in some cases despair that they can't hear and can't react rationally to longer-range proposals at this point. And Sharon himself is a very determined and very stubborn leader, as I know all too well personally.
Is there a point at which the president should go ahead and make his announcement, regardless of whether the attacks continue or not?
I really think he should, probably sometime before he leaves on the trip on Tuesday, because to put it off again will merely convince the Arab side that the president has been backed away in the face of Israeli objections, and it'll convince the Israelis that he's not terribly serious.
Yasser Arafat today urged an immediate end to suicide bombings. What influence does he have over the Palestinian organizations which send suicide bombers into Israel?
He can exercise a good deal of influence, much less than he could before his security apparatus was so badly decimated in the previous incursions, but he never issues these comments personally, issues them through spokesmen. The words now are calculated as much to aim at Washington as at the suicide bombers, and in fact, there has developed quite a cult now of the organizations acting on the basis of what they think Arafat might really believe rather than what he says. So his influence is there, but it's not as great as it used to be.
President Bush is avoiding Arafat, and Israel's Prime Minister Sharon's made it clear he'd like to see Arafat replaced.
That's right.
How can there be any hope for peace when these leaders won't deal with each other?
The only way you get to peace is to get the violence to subside far enough so that they can then sit down and talk rationally. And it's hard, I think, for anybody to force people to do that from the outside. The president making a speech with specific long-range proposals, which have been carefully thought out, can provide a justification and an alibi, if you will, for people to do it who otherwise politically don't feel they can. But the timing is terribly important, and of course the enemies of peace launch these attacks at just the moments designed to upset any move in the right direction. I think you can still get back to negotiations in the not-too-distant future. But to do it on the kind of timetable which the president has been discussing with his aides is very problematical.
With the Bush peace plan awaiting a different climate, is there any way that a solution can be reached?
There won't be a solution reached until there are political changes in both Israel and the Palestinian Authority leadership. And as far as Israel's concerned, that won't happen certainly until after another election, and perhaps not then, because the public is now so persuaded that nothing Arafat says or the Arab leaders say can be trusted, that they're not inclined to listen to other political leaders than Sharon at this moment.
Thank you very much. Samuel Lewis served as the U.S. ambassador to Israel from 1977 to 1985.